Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Our text for today is Psalm 19, which was just read, and we will be meditating on verses 7 through 14. Verse 14 is a good verse to begin this meditation on, so let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Today we are going to meditate on three things that may be overwhelming any one of us this year. And what a year it has been. Just about a year ago, our country joined most of the world in shutting down because of a pandemic. We have been burdened and overwhelmed with masks in order to love our neighbor. The fear of death has surrounded us, pressing in on us, and has kept us from having many events on campus. And when events do happen, everyone is expected to stay more than an arm's length away from everyone else. Yes, we have death surrounding us, pressing in on us. But even if you don't feel overwhelmed by the death of the pandemic, you still feel a bit dead inside, don't you? Yes, death does surround us daily, but the pandemic seems to press in on us even more, letting us know of our mortality. And yet, verse 7 begins, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul." Yes, it may not seem like it, but God's Torah does actually give life for us, even as it did for David as we approach the one-year mark of living in the depths of the pandemic. Now, I realize I am preaching to the choir here. Students, you came to seminary because of your love of the Lord. You know that God's law leads people to the gospel. And if you have had Bierman, you know that God's gospel enables Christians to lead holy lives according to the law. Professors, you are training a new generation of pastors who will serve Christ's church. You know that God's Torah does bring life, and that is why you teach it. Everyone who comes into this building knows that God's Torah and God's law does bring life, and yet it doesn't always feel like it. Sometimes God's law feels overwhelming to you. Sometimes it feels like it only brings death. Maybe you aren't one of the people overwhelmed about the pandemic, but you still feel like you have lost your way. I have heard first years talking about their first sermon prep projects for home. Second and fourth years, I know, are looking forward to April 28th, call day, when we will finally learn where we will be serving. The anticipation is growing for us, and yet the way doesn't seem fully clear. There is nervousness, trepidation, and a healthy amount of fear of what lies ahead for all of us. All of this could easily overwhelm the SEM community and probably has overwhelmed some of you individually as well. And yet, our psalm for today addresses us feeling lost as well. From verses 8 and 9, "The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever." You may be overwhelmed by feeling like your way is unclear, but God's commandment is clear. And as Jesus himself said, there are not a multitude of commandments to overwhelm and press in on you. There really are only two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You may be overwhelmed not knowing the path of your future, but fearing, loving, and trusting God above all things will endure in your life forever. Where you end up serving doesn't matter as much as dwelling in the Torah of the Lord. Now, dwelling in God's Torah doesn't seem to be too hard, but then the devil comes and asks you the same question that he asked Adam and Eve. Did God really say? For all of you here today, a number of these questions do come to mind. Did God really say that you need to do all of your readings for all of your classes? Did God really say that the purity of doctrine is vitally important to Christ's church? On and on it goes, and it seems to just overwhelm you. Did God really say? Yes. Yes, he did. He gave us his Torah to follow because it is the truth of how the world operates. From verses 7 and 8 of our psalm. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. God's testimony is certain. Yes, God really did say that. We are at seminary to learn or to teach God's law. We are here to be made wise, as simple as you and I are. The law of God is good and should cause us to rejoice and not be overwhelming to us. So the psalm tells us that we are to see the way in God's law. That there is truth in the Torah of God, and that we should not fear death because we have life in the will of God. So why do we often feel overwhelmed by being in and delighting in God's law? I can almost hear you thinking, Nathaniel, I am overwhelmed with classes. I don't know where I'm going to serve next year, and death is still everywhere around me. Stop with your pious platitudes talking about this psalm. I am lost, unsure of what actually is true, and I feel like dying. I get those feelings. I had most of them during my time at seminary as well. But maybe the problem isn't with our text for today. Maybe the problem is with you. We all know that we can't perfectly keep every checkmark of the Torah of God as much as we Christians try. You can't, and I can't. Because of that, it is easy to be overwhelmed and feel lost, feel like we are lying to ourselves, and feel like we are dead in our sins. This Lenten season, we are to look at our sins as we sit in sackcloth and ashes, but Lent is not entirely about looking at our failures of delighting in the law of God and being overwhelmed by those sins. We are also to look to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God made flesh, and yes, that Word of God does include the Torah of God. Only a few weeks ago, we celebrated the birth of this Word incarnate, and now we watch with him as he fixes his eyes to the cross. Yes, he has taken all of your overwhelmed feelings in the variety of ways that they appear, and has made your burden light in his death. He has taken your inability to complete every checkmark of the Torah of God and has gone to the cross to die so that you are no longer overwhelmed with death. You may not know where your ministry is going to lead, but Jesus knows the way, so you don't need to feel overwhelmed anymore. You may feel like the truth of the law of God and the gospel of our Lord isn't worth fighting for anymore, and now has become overwhelming. But our Lord Jesus is strengthening you in his truth. All of this is true because he himself said, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please rise as we sing the Te Deum beginning on page 223.